All right, so I know a lot of you have been wanting to really get into the book of Micah, but like from a secular point of view, and I think we've got some pretty cool analysis to dig into today.
Yeah, absolutely.
That should raise some interesting questions about this book.
Definitely.
We're talking about an 8th century BCE prophet,
That's right.
so way back. And his writings,
Yeah.
they're known for focusing a lot on
Social injustice.
big time.
And some pretty intense predictions
Intense is a good word for it.
about what would happen to cities like Samaria and Jerusalem.
Yeah, he didn't pull any punches
No, he did not.
when it came to those prophecies.
Not at all.
One of the things that always strikes me is how Micah presents this idea of divine justice and how that looks to us now. You know, today, we kind of think that punishing a whole city, including people who might have done nothing wrong for what a few people did, it just feels wrong. It raises some real ethical questions, right? Like, is that really fair?
Yeah, like collective punishment.
It's something we just don't really do anymore. We tend to think individuals
Individuals,
should answer for their own actions,
Exactly.
not get punished for what others did.
And Micah's writings, they definitely come from a different place.
Like a totally different perspective
Totally
on
different.
all of that.
For sure.
Like in Micah 1:3 to 4,
Yeah.
there's this crazy image.
Super vivid of God coming down from heaven, and like each step he takes makes mountains melt.
Whoa.
It's this really powerful image
It's powerful.
of a God who is super involved in the world and reacts strongly when people disobey him.
So different from how a lot of people see God today as this being of love and compassion.
Yeah, much more gentle and forgiving.
It just goes to show how ideas about God.
They've changed a lot over time. And since we're talking about ideas changing, let's talk about prophecy.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Micah predicts Jerusalem will fall and that a new leader will rise in Bethlehem. And of course, Christians see that as predicting Jesus.
Yeah, that's a big one.
But if you look at it from a more skeptical point of view, prophecies can be, well, it can be kind of vague and open to interpretation.
Okay, so how do you mean?
Like sometimes it feels like someone predicting the sun will come up tomorrow. It's bound to happen eventually in some form.
But it's not that impressive of a prediction. And there's also the historical context.
You got it.
We got to think about when all of this was written,
For sure.
because some scholars say
Yeah.
that some of these biblical texts might have been written or edited
Oh, interesting.
after the events they're supposed to predict.
Wow, so like after the fact.
So it makes you think
It really does.
about how authentic these prophecies really are.
Like maybe they weren't predicting the future. Maybe they were just shaped by what already happened.
That's a fascinating point.
It really makes you think.
And then there's the whole science versus scripture thing.
That's a big one.
Because Micah, like a lot of ancient writers, describes nature in ways that,
Don't really line up with science today.
like at all.
Not even close.
For example, the idea that God causes earthquakes or
So
volcanic eruption,
huge dramatic events,
and he's doing it directly,
like with his own hands. But
basically.
now we understand those things through geology and meteorology.
Not as God just deciding to do them.
It's not about his will anymore.
Exactly.
Micah's writings, they show us a worldview that existed way before science, where the natural and supernatural were all mixed up together.
And it's a reminder that even though the Bible is spiritually important to a lot of people,
To so many.
it also reflects what people understood about the world
Yeah, back then,
back when it was written.
long before we knew what we know now. So, looking at Micah from a secular perspective,
It opens up so many questions.
doesn't it?
It really does.
We're left wondering about divine justice,
Yeah.
how our understanding of God has changed, the nature of prophecy,
Big one.
and how ancient beliefs fit in with modern science.
It challenges us to think critically about these texts, to appreciate how complex they are, and to remember that they were written in a specific time and
I
place with
salute.
a whole different worldview.
So, for everyone listening out there, how do all these secular perspectives on Micah
It's a good question.
change how you understand this book? And what does it mean for you today?
Yeah, what relevance does it have?
It's something to think about.
For sure.
It's a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
Absolutely.
These ancient texts, they still have a lot to teach us.
You really do.
If we're willing to listen.
I think so, too.
With an open mind
and
a critical eye.
That's the key.
It's all about asking questions.
And searching for answers.
Even if those answers are more questions.
That's how we learn and grow.
Exactly.
So keep those questions coming.
And keep digging.
Until next time.
See you then.
Bye.